Good morning. This is Agashwani Gohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Lok Sabha yesterday passed the Finance Bill 2024. The bill gives effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2024-25. With the passage of the bill, the budgetary exercise is now complete. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized that the approach to taxation has been to bring in greater simplification of tax laws and procedures and enable growth and employment in this country. She said the Narendra Modi government has brought in transformational changes in tax governance in the last decade. She pointed out that without drastically increasing taxes and minimizing litigation, the government has helped in bringing a simplified taxation regime, greater transparency and ease of compliance. The government has rejected media reports of questioned paper leaks for NEET PG 2024. Union Health Ministry has termed such reports as false and misleading. The ministry added that all candidates are assured that the question papers for NEET PG 2024 are yet to be prepared by National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, and claims of paper leak made in social media platforms are bogus. The centre has approved installation of Kavach 4.0 on 10,000 locomotives. Kavach will automatically control the train speed and can apply the brakes if necessary to prevent accidents. Talking to media in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the ministry has set a target to complete this installation process of Kavach in the next 2 years. The minister said, as on date, Kavach is deployed on 1,465-kilometre rail routes and 144 locomotives on South Central Railway. Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare and Chairman Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, NSEX, V. Kezo, has emphasised on the need to protect the mental, physical and moral well-being of the young generation. He said this while launching Siddhipan, the health centre and innovation project of NSEX, in Kohima yesterday. Kezo underscored the importance of providing emotional support and encouragement to children, adding that much of risky behaviours are breeding at home. He hoped that a facility at Siddhipan would be a platform for social interaction, which would be a shining example of community intervention to preserve and protect the mental, physical and moral well-being of the young generation. Project Director NSEX, Dr. Ahu Sekose, in his keynote address said Siddhipan would provide a platform of positivity to young people in the age group of 15 to 24 years, which are considered high-risk groups. Joint Director of Prevention, Dr. Bernice D. Topuru, also informed that Siddhipan, which means catch them young and being aware, will sensitize young people on unsafe behaviors, HIV and addiction, among others. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button has greeted the Yimkyongs on the occasion of Mid Nam New. Button said that festivals are time to showcase their rich cultural heritage. On behalf of the state BJP legislators, the Deputy CM conveyed heartiest festive greetings and hope that it is celebrated with great joy and enthusiasm. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat announced her retirement today, a day after she was disqualified from the wrestling final at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. In a social media post, she announced her retirement. Vinesh was disqualified from the gold medal match of the 50-kilogram women's wrestling for being overweight by 100 grams. And along with the rest of the state's Nagaland Athletics Association yesterday commemorated the third National Javelin Day in collaboration with 8 district athletics of Nagaland. Competitions were organized in Jumukedima, Dimabu, Kohima, Mukukchung, Noklak, Peren, Shamato and Woka. Nation Javelin Day is an initiative of Athletic Federation of India to serve as a meaningful tribute to the remarkable achievement of Niraj Chopra during the Tokyo Olympics, where he secured the gold medal for India. National Javelin Day is also celebrated to honor and promote the sports of javelin throw and to acknowledge its significance in athletics, as well as inspire young athletes and sports enthusiasts to engage in javelin throwing and other track and field events. The celebration was marked with athletes participating in the javelin competition organized for boys and girls of under 12, 14 and 16. A total of 650-plus athletes participated in the competition. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.